A team of Western Michigan University engineering students has developed a sensor that could help address the issue of concussions in football and other sports. Professor of Electrical and Computer Technology, Mashood Atishbar, says the sensor will detect impact to the head and transmit it immediately.
With this system, coaches will receive a real-time actionable information. When one of the players receive a potentially dangerous impact to the head, and the information they receive is the location of where on the skull or the helmet the impact was, and the direction and impact force.
Doctoral student Binu Baby Narakot was part of the team that developed the sensor.
All this data for about the impact can be transmitted wirelessly to a smartphone, and the coach can decide real-time if he needs to pull out a player or not, because most of the times the player tends to continue playing mostly for economical benefits or for namesake. So the coach, or even if it's high school kids, the parents can decide it's time to pull out their kids or the players and take them for a better assessment.
The parent could have the smartphone up in the stands, and they could be monitoring their own child in real time the same way to see what has happened in terms of impact and those where the hit was on the head and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and also one other added feature is that one single smartphone or one single tablet could store the data of multiple players. So all you need is one single smartphone for all the players in a team.
Can you take existing helmets and outfit them with this sensor, or do you need a brand new helmet that would have to accommodate this sensor? Can it be used in the helmets that players use right now?
Yeah, this would be like a second skin on the head, so it can be attached inside the helmet. It's going to be very thin, flexible, and conformable because we're using printed technologies to manufacture this sensing system. So it would be just an add-on to the current helmets.
We've been talking about football. Are there some other applications for this, other sports or maybe even other activities where, assuming someone has the potential for blunt force to the head, that this could measure that as well?
Other sports like hockey is another thing that there is concussion is very important.
Yeah, and recently, we also had some people contacting us when they heard about our product. They were interested in putting it in the helmets for NASCAR racing drivers to study the impacts that they feel. And one other important area of application is in the military, where it can be deployed on the helmets of soldiers, and it would be capable of measuring the blast pressure waves from a bomb or an IED, and that would really help the treatment of soldiers for concussions.
Anything where someone has a helmet? Is that fair to say if someone's got a helmet, you can use this sensor?
That's right. It can be on the clothes as well, so that in the gear the soldier wears, the blast pressure on the body can detect it too. But usually head is more important.
So as you try to move now to being able to market this, what sort of things do you need to do research-wise? What don't you know right now that you still need to find out?
We have a proof-of-concept lab-based device which is detecting and it's working. We need to have information from the field to make sure that in the field also it provides the actionable information. So we need to have real-time data of different scenarios and making sure that the algorithm that we have for the processing the information that comes from the sensors are appropriate and they act timely.
Now, you have started a company, SafeSense Technologies. Where would you say this company is at in terms of its development?
Right now, the company is only 4 months old. We have registered and formed this company in February of 2014. So, like we said, what we currently have is the lab working prototype, and we are currently seeking for some funding. We are looking at federal funding agencies as well as angel investors or any kind of potential parties who are interested. We are also looking for material or R&D collaborators as well to see if we can collaborate with some companies for materials or development projects related to this.
To continue to improve the performance of the system so that still we are working on development R&D too, because the system that we have, we are continuously looking to see if any component of that we can make it more efficient.
And one other thing is, since these systems measure impact, we need to make sure from the R&D side that the materials that we use are durable enough for multiple hits. So that's another thing that we need to concentrate on from the research and development area.
Binu Baby Narakot is a doctoral student in engineering at Western Michigan University. We also heard from electrical and computer engineering professor Mashud Atashbar. A longer interview on the helmet sensor developed at Western Michigan University can be heard on West Southwest this morning at 9:20 on WMUK. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.